So this is a scene that's in, it comes sort of in the halfway through a script called Inside Passage. And Inside Passage is a piece of fiction that I wrote, really, but suggested by various true stories that have happened here in Alaska. And there, it's about a 13-year-old boy who has a fatal illness. And his wish, which he is granted to him, not by Make-A-Wish Foundation, but by a wealthy hunter, is that he wants to come to Alaska and hunt a brown bear. And I set it out on Admiralty Island, and there's a wilderness lodge, and there's a guy who ends up being a really important character is a Tlingit elder named Austin, and another character is a young reporter from a newspaper from the boy's hometown who has been following the story, and she's a sort of 20-something vegetarian, very anti-hunter, and she's come to really like the boy, whose name is Andy, and understand his family, and she, but she still can't get her mind around why a child would want to, as his last act, kill an animal. And so this, the old Tlingit guy, he's an elder, and he's not the guide or anything. He's in fact a cook that works for this kind of slick hunting guy down on Admiralty Island. He just is a cook in the lodge, but he befriends Andy, the boy, and acts as kind of a grandfatherly figure to him. So this is a scene between the reporter, whose name is Tess, and Austin, the Tlingit elder. So the scene is exterior, Whitaker's garden, Whitaker's the guide, morning. Austin is on his knees, weeding in the garden. Tess, notebook in hand, approaches him somewhat shyly. Tess, excuse me, can I talk to you for a second? Austin, sure. Tess, I'm sorry, I'm confused about your name. Now is it Paul Austin? Austin, Austin Paul. My old dad never got the hang of white man names, like which one comes first. Tess, would you prefer I call you by your Indian name? Austin, Likistin Kyek. Go right ahead. Tess looks horrified. She earnestly tries to shape even the first vowel, but cannot. Austin, most folks stick with Austin. Tess, smiling, relieved. I don't know if they told you, but I'm the one who... That is, I'm the reporter. Austin, you ever report about basketball games? Tess, basketball games? Austin, yeah. Austin, sorry, yeah. Tess, well, actually, no, I'm not a sports writer. But when I was a girl, I used to go to Lakers games with my father. Austin, his face lighting up. Los Angeles Lakers? You seen them in real life? Tess, mm-hmm. Austin, me and my grandson got a TV, and we watched those every chance we got. Geez, those Lakers are good. Tess smiles at his almost childish enthusiasm and wonder. Tess, do you play? Austin, yeah, well, I did when I was younger. Blue Ravens won the 1963 All-Island Championship. Tess, how many teams did you have to beat? Austin, one. We only had two teams in those days, but now we got four. Tess starts to laugh, totally charmed. Austin isn't sure why she's laughing, but he joins in good-heartedly. Tess recovers herself with an effort, remembering why she's there. Tess, okay, so anyway, I'm a reporter, like I said, covering my friend Andy's hunt. Austin, I don't read newspapers that much. Tess, you know Andy has a fatal illness. It's thought that he only has a few months to live. Austin, Whitaker told me. His heart is strong, though I can see that. Tess, God, yes, but I just wondered, I mean, as an Indian and all, what you thought of Andy wanting to go out and hunt a bear. Austin, in our culture, when a boy sets out to become a man, one thing he might do is hunt a bear. Tess, in this place, okay, maybe so, but where Andy comes from, lots of people see it as a, well, we don't have to hunt bears anymore, Austin. A beat, Austin reflects carefully. You don't want him to do it. Tess, slowly, no, I don't. Austin, pointing at the lodge, maybe you could take him in there and make love to him. Tess's jaw drops. Austin, you're very beautiful, older than him, but that's the best way for a young man to learn all that stuff. Tess, totally shocked. Are you saying, Austin, you said he was your friend? Tess, Mr. Paul, even if the law wouldn't put me in jail for that, which they would, Austin, it's another way to become a man. Our people have ceremonies for a lot of things. You folks have school and then jobs. When a young boy gets a job, maybe then you consider him a man. If what Whitaker says is true, this boy won't never finish school or have a job or a wife. In your way, he won't ever live to be a man. Tess watches him closely, devouring every word. Austin, continuing. For us, it comes in different ways. Making love, taking a boat out by yourself to catch salmon. hunting a bear test, but just to go out and kill a bear, Austin, track a bear and find him and face a bear. I think our people haven't always been so different, yours and mine. This boy remembers something other folks have forgot. There's lots of ways to test your courage and your strength, but maybe the only one he got time for is that bear.